The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Power for today has just begun.
Thank you,
today, the 17th day of May 2023, in the year of our Lord, Wednesday morning. Power for today. Child of God, begin to speak in tongues, begin to declare the plan, begin to declare the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the gift of life. Let's begin to thank him for the gift of life and the gift of this day.
We thank you for the gift of life.
We thank you for the gift of this day. We thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for the gift of this blessed day. We thank you, our Father in heaven.
We thank you, our Father in heaven.
We thank you, our Father in heaven. We thank you, our Father in heaven. We thank you, our Father in heaven. We thank you, our Father in heaven. We thank you, our Father in heaven.
For positioning your angels, for being in charge, that you are in control, absolute. We are worthy, Lord.
Our Father, we are grateful unto you for the gift of life that you have given us, O God, to live. It is your life that we are living, and you determine how long we should live. Our life is in your hands. It is not on our own. And this morning, we are so grateful. We acknowledge the fact that the life we have belongs to you. And so we honor you. We thank you. We are grateful. We lack the vocabulary to express ourselves. Father, please accept our thanksgiving and appreciation. We are grateful that you've given us life, not just to live and please ourselves, but to live and manifest your glory, to live and manifest your power, to live and manifest your wisdom, to live and manifest the dimensions of you, to live and also experience you, our Father in heaven, and also in our hearts. We are grateful. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the blood that has been shed. The blood is our insurance. The blood, the ultimate sacrifice, is our insurance, is our legacy. The blood is our security. The blood is our foundation. The blood is our authority. We enter your presence by the blood. We enter the most holy place by the blood. We begin this program by the blood. We are justified and qualified and cleansed and washed and purged in the blood. We are grateful. We thank you for the gift of this day. Another day to live. Another day to manifest you. Another day, oh God, to show forth your greatness and your glory. Thank you for everyone that is online, every soul that you have brought online. We pray that through this, you give each and every one of us an encounter. You know our levels. We want to know you more. We want to know you better. We want to increase in your power, in your anointing, in your wisdom, in your love, in your grace, in your favor. We want to increase in you, O Lord. So increase us and impact our lives. Thank you so much, O God, for all that you are about to do in our lives. Thank you so much, Lord. We bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Resurrection, good morning to each and every one of us, precious sons and daughters of God, who have joined and are yet to join. I welcome each and every one of you to Resurrection Power for today. Power for today. If you are here for the first time, this is a platform the Lord has given to us to receive the necessary grace, favor, anointing, power, strength, wisdom, whatever it is, to live an overcoming life over this day. For Jesus said, each day has its own troubles. And so we live day by day. Yesterday is gone. It's no longer ours. Tomorrow has not yet come. It belongs to God. Today is ours. And so we need power to live today. We need power to live victoriously, to live healthy lives, to live prosperous life, to live fulfilling lives, to live fruitful lives, productive lives. And so you are once again welcome to Resurrection Power for today. Coming to you from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God. House of Destiny located at Kotobadi Town near Ebony Hotel. I'm the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys Boja with our technician, Boja Worldwide, Enoch. We are continuing our prayer on the theme, commanding the end. Commanding the end. The end must come. Commanding the end. The end must come. The end must come. Let me just read our text and then I will share with you what the Lord was teaching me from 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. From 2 a.m. to 4 a.m., the Lord was just taking me through something. And I tell you that when you hear that, you will never worry again about your problems. I'm telling you, you begin to celebrate. I pray that I will be able to share just a few today. But in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, There is an Ecclesiastes 3:1. There is an appointed time for everything, and there is a time for every event under heaven. There is a time. There is an appointed time for every problem. There is an appointed time for every attack. There is an appointed time for every challenge that you face. There is an appointed time. He continued to say, a time to give birth and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. So you see, if you have been weeping, there must be an end to that weeping.
Yes, Lord.
That weeping must end for laughter to come.
Amen.
That's the meaning of commanding the end. If you have been unfruitful, that era or season of unfruitfulness must end.
Amen.
For the season of fruitfulness to come or to begin.
Yes, Lord.
Hence our theme, commanding the end. The end must come. I continue, a time to mourn and a time to dance. If you have been mourning, mourning must end. If you have been weeping, weeping must end for dancing to come. 5, a time to throw stones and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace and a time to shun embracing. This one is very good for unfriendly friends, hypocrites, who have entered into our inner circles with laughter, with their own deeds, but secretly within them, they are our worst enemies. Yesterday, the Lord taught me a lot with Psalm 21, verse 8 and 9. I will say something about that. So you see, a time to embrace. A time to shun embracing. Look, there is a time that Lot must live your life. There is a time that Lot, like Lot and Abraham separated. Some Lots must leave us. It is time for the era of Lot in our lives to come to an end. The name Lot, Abraham's brother's son, Lot, that name means veil. Veil, a covering. Something that shields you so that you are not known. Everybody who is around you, the Lord was teaching me this morning, human beings are gates. They are doors. So human door, human gates. I wrote almost 20 sheets. 20 sheets. Almost 20 sheets. Like detection. It's a whole message. Human gates. Some gates are good gates. Some are bad gates. Some gates are gates of light. Some are gates of darkness. Every human being you meet is a gate. It's a gate in your life. It's a gate. It's a gate for good things to happen. It's a gate for bad things to happen. It's a gate for your life to shine. It's a gate for your life to go off. That's why we always encourage the youth who are yet to marry, and those who are not yet married. I read something on Facebook by Papa Adeboye. He said, it is better not to marry than to marry to the wrong person. And then your hell begins for the rest of your life. Your hell begins here on earth. Because human beings, this one I'm adding to Papa Adeboye, human beings are gates. They are gateways. They are doorways. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way. Jesus is the way out and the way in. He's the way of salvation. He's the way into heaven. He's the way into the presence of God. That tells you, this scripture alone tells you that human beings are hot ways, gateways and doorways. As we interact with each other, we are interacting with our individual doors and gates. Number 6, verse 6, a time to search and a time to give up has lost. It, you see, a time to search. It, you see, searching must come to an end. You should find it now. I say, the end of searching must come.
Amen.
It means that you have found it.
Yes.
When you find it, the search must end. 7. A time to tear apart and a time to sew together. You see, a time to tear apart, a time for Lot to be separated. A time also for a new relationships. I'm not talking about divorce in marriage. A time for new things, new person to come. Yes, and I'm not saying necessarily you should dump or you should drop your old friend. No, that is not what I'm talking about. A time to be silent and a time to speak. Yes, so a time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to laugh and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. What profit is there? Now, let me go to Revelation chapter 21 verses 6. God is described with three names. Revelation 21 verse. Then he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to you the one who thirsts from the spring of the water of life without cost. Let's go to Revelation 22. Verse 13. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He is the God of the end. He is the Omega. He is the last. He is the God of the end. Beloved, the end must come to that problem. The end must come to that challenge. The end must come to that battle. The end must come to that war. The end must come. The end must come. The end must come. The end must come. The end must come for that captivity. The end must come. In Psalm 46 verse 9. Psalm 46 verse 9. He makes wars to cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and casts the spear in two. He burns the chariots with fire. The end of that war must come.
Amen.
The end of that battle must come.
Amen.
The end of that challenge must come.
Amen.
The end of that problem must come.
Amen.
The end of that situation must come.
Amen.
The end of that sickness or that disease
yes.
must come. Whoa. The end must come. The end of that captivity must come.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Israel as a nation were 430 years in Egypt, but the end came.
Yeah.
But the end came.
Yes,
Israel, one time after they have sinned, in the days of Gideon, they were held in depression and oppression by the Midianites for 7 years. But the end came. But the end came. In the Babylonian captivity during the time of Daniel, they were to be there for 70 years. But the end came. The end came.
Amen.
Herod in Acts chapter 12. Herod was a tyrant. Arrested James. Cut off his head. When he pleased the Jews, went ahead to arrest Peter. About to do the same thing to Peter. But the end of Herod came. What brings the end? The end comes. We can initiate the end. God can also initiate the end. There is an end that God himself, there is something, there is a beginning. There are things that God himself has initiated in our lives. I'm telling you. God has allowed some things to train us. to teach us, to mature us, and to build us. I'm telling you, God has allowed some things in our lives to train us, to teach us, to mature us, and to give us experience. And through those things, to manifest himself, to manifest the dimension of his glory, a dimension of his grace unto us. When the purpose of God, Romans chapter 8 verse 28, all things work together for good, for those who love the Lord and for those who are called according to his purpose. When the purpose of God for that thing he permitted has been accomplished in him, he himself, a change will just come. A change will just come. But there are some things that God has not established. Yes, but God uses them, even our own mistakes. But then also, the Bible says that there is no temptation that has seized you except what is common to man. And God will never allow you to be tempted beyond your strength. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. 1 Corinthians 10, 13. And when any temptation, he has made a way out of it for you. So you see, when even that one comes, God uses everything. In fact, any trouble, any problem that God permits in your life is a tool for him. It's a channel that he will use to do something good in your life. You know, but we can also initiate the end of things. How do you know that the end of something has come? There are some things that you begin to feel that will cause you to know. Signs that indicates the end of something which has served its purpose. Number one, an inner stir. You begin to have an inner stir, inner edge that no, you just feel very uncomfortable within you about the thing again. Formerly, you have grace. You were quiet. You were able to manage it. But it comes to a point that no. It means that the end of that thing must come. Number two, a burden. It becomes a burden on you. A burden that I can't bear this again. No, I can. No. I cannot bear. It means the end must come. It's a sign. Three, an awakening. All of a sudden, formerly you were quiet. You know, there is a time to be silent. There is a time to speak. Formerly, you were just quiet. You were just enduring. You were able to go through it. You say, oh, let me just, God is in control. I mean, you can feel that within you. I mean, there is peace. But now, No. Within you, there is an awakening. It means the end must come. Number four, dissatisfaction and desperation. You just become dissatisfied about that situation. No. The end must come. It means the end must come. The end of Athaliah came in 2 Chronicles chapter 23 verse 21. The end of Atah, the daughter of Jezebel. Yes, the daughter of Jezebel. The daughter of Jezi is called Athaliah. The most wicked queen that had ever lived. The most wicked human being, not woman, but human being that had ever lived. Killing her own grandchildren, sacrificing them. The Bible says that when her end came, there was joy and peace. There was joy and peace. Look, the reign of some people must end. The reign must end. We are not going to kill them, but we must declare that their end must come. Ours is to declare. How God will end them, that is his matter. I'm telling you, how God will end them, that is his case. The end must come. Their reign must come to an end. Kabalikato shebreketeke basande. Do you know that? In fact, even in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 6 to 20, 1 Samuel 1, 6 to 20, Hannah declared an end. Formerly, Hannah was able to bear. Hannah was able to bear the mockery of Peninnah, her rival. Whenever they were going to Shiloh to worship, Peninnah will bring her five sons. They will begin to mock Hannah. They will begin, look at her, barren woman, but she's rather the one who goes to the house of God. Barren woman, barren woman. Hannah used to bear it all. It was nothing to her, but there was a particular time. Oh, from verse 6. Hannah couldn't bear it again. She would cry. And when they went to Shiloh, she said, today I will not eat. After everything that they refreshed them, I will not take refreshment. I am fasting. Kaya kata kabaya. She was praying. She didn't know that Eli was watching her. He said, oh woman, why have you drunk so much like that? He's a man of God. I have not drunk. I have not taken anything. I am praying out of my pain. I am pouring out my anguish. I need a child. The man of God said, may God grant your request. Yeah. And that was it. That was it. May God grant your request. May God grant, even though backsliding Eli, once the anointing was upon him, his words were still powerful. Do you know that not every pastor is anointed? Do you know that not every man of God is anointed? This is another level. Not everyone is anointed. Yes, everybody is a child of God, filled with the Holy Spirit. Yes, we have been called. Yes, but not everyone is actually anointed. People are doing the work of God. Yes, because they are filled with the Holy Spirit. Yes, because they are standing on the word of God and doing his work. Yes, but not everyone is anointed. Not everyone. It's another level. It's another teaching. It's another teaching, and you understand. Yes, when you are dealing with an anointed man of God, even when the person has backslided, be careful. Because the gift of God is without hot repentance. The anointing is without repentance. Once the person is anointed, until the person dies, be careful. Yesterday I was talking with somebody about how we should handle one of our fathers. Say, please, let's be careful. Let's not play around. Let's just be careful. Even though, excuse me, 100 times, he appears to be misbehaving against his sons. Please, let's still be careful. They call me for a meeting. To talk about him and whatever. I say, I will not attend. They say, I'm sorry, I will not. Even though he will be there, I will not. Because me, what I will say, he won't like it. So I won't say it. So I will not come. Because when I come to, I will not keep quiet. So please, you the big man, go and handle it. Old soldiers, go and handle it. And they went, and I was praying for them. Beloved, Hannah's barrenness came to an end. She command an end. This morning, we are commanding an end. Look, do you know that you are the last stop in your family? You are the last stop. I'm telling you, you must be the last stop of that disease. You must be the last stop of that wrong and negative pattern, negative cycle. You must be the last stop. It must begin with you. Everybody in the family, the first marriage doesn't work. Second doesn't work. Only the third work. It must end with you. It must end with you. In the family. People will work and work and work and work and work and work, sweat, but nothing to show. It must end with you. It must end with you. Look, I know you think everybody who has traveled, I'm a pastor, not everything I can tell you. Yes. We don't say it. We don't share people's problems. But sometimes when we are giving examples, sometimes it's even difficult because somebody will think that you are sharing my problem. You know, human problems are similar. It may not be a cause problem that she shared with me that I'm sharing. But it will look as if it is a cause. That's the problem that we pastors have. Inciting, examples. So sometimes it is difficult. But examples are needed to make the thing live, for people to know that these things are real. Let me tell you. I know people, you think everybody who has entered into the plane and landed on the shores of America, landed in Europe, landed in Germany, landed wherever. Sometime we in Ghana here, we think the moment they land under a dollar tree. A tree that brings forth dollar. So we begin to call money. Those days when there were no mobile phones, and then they were using booth. Oh my God. When you go to the booth and people line up and somebody is calling, the way I'm my phone, the one who is saying my phone, if you see the one saying my phone, Jesus, then you see that the people online, will begin to look at each other. The person who is saying, I've grown lean, if you see the way I've grown lean, and maybe the person was fatter than that, but look, when you look at even the dress, how the person dressed, the way I've grown lean, if you look at me, look, things are so and so, then they are calling. You don't know what the person is going through there. You don't know. In fact, let me tell you, those of you, sometimes the best thing is that 2 years after traveling, nobody should hear of you. Nobody should just hear of you. 3 years, 2 years, there should be a total blackout. The only thing, once in a while, you call somebody. How are you? So, I'm still around, but you can't hear from me now. But until you organize yourself and set up before, because when the pressures begin to come, that's why we need to pray. Look, we need to pray for one another. As a pastor, I know a lot that you don't know. And I know some of you online, you know these things. You know these things. Beloved, but the end must come. Amen. I said the end must come. Amen. The Lord was teaching me from 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. that human beings are doors and gateways. Do you know that as a believer, any problem that comes your way, you are a trap. Do you know that you are a trap? You are a trap to demons and powers. Who caused that problem? Because it is through that God will manifest his power. So the problems we have are actually not our problems. It is through our problems that God will manifest his power, manifest his glory. It is through our problem that the spirit behind the problem can no longer exist. My God. Hey! Look. Oh, the way I've rejoiced this morning about the challenges around me, I say, my God, I won't cry again. Ah! It is through this thing that God is going to manifest himself to deal with that spirit. Look, demons and powers can never work here on earth without human beings. Hello, principalities, powers, demons, evil spirit, they can never operate here on earth without human beings. They are always looking for human beings. So when you come out, you are driving around, as we drive, the people you see passing there are spirits in them. We are all channels. We are all homes, temporary or permanent homes to spirits. Some of us, Holy Spirit. But even Christians who are having Holy Spirit, because we are in this world, sometimes we open up for evil spirit to enter. We open up for the spirit of jealousy, for the spirit of envy, for the spirit of wickedness to enter. And we may not even know. Anybody who say, leave me alone, me, that's how I am. The spirit of anger. When anger comes, you begin to break things. You begin to talk anyhow. Say, leave me alone. Leave her alone. That's how she, that's not how you are. A spirit has found a dwelling place in you and expressing itself. You need deliverance. There is something called self-deliverance. Fear. Discouragement. All they are spirits. Anxiety. They are spirits that are just expressing themselves. But you know, those spirits must die. Those spirits must do what? Die. So the Lord was telling me, he said, look, when you are a believer, you are a trap. Say, I am a trap.
I am a trap.
Say, I am a trap.
I am a trap.
Say, from today.
From today.
This problem.
This problem
is not my problem.
Not my problem.
This problem.
This problem
is to manifest the glory of God. Is to manifest the power of God.
Is
to manifest the grace of God. Say, this problem has come into my life. Even when I cause it, God allowed me to cause it so that he will manifest his glory to the spirit and the powers and the demons behind the problem. Behind the problem.
Behind the problem.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
I will find time and delve more into that. So child of God, you are a trap. Say, I am a trap. Say, I am a trap. Say,
I am a trap.
Say,
I am a trap.
For evil spirit.
For witchcraft.
For powers.
For principalities.
When they try me, the power of God rises up.
When they try me,
the glory of God rises up.
When they try me,
the grace of God
rises up.
When they try me, the consuming fire of God
rises up
in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Unfortunately, we cry, we talk, we are tired of God, we are tired of going to church. I've done this and done this and done this. And because of that, you must hang on. You must press on. You must pray more. You must persevere. Because it is through you that power is going to be dealt with forever in the family. You are a gateway. That is why. Some people, do you know why when you become a Christian, attacks begin? That's why I will share it. Every anointing attracts battles. Every anointing, every level, before you become a master over that spirit, before you become a master of that spirit, you must conquer it. After you have conquered it, then you become that spirit master. Then anywhere you go, anywhere that spirit is manifesting, the moment you arrive there, the spirit checks out because its master has come. Oh my God. What a revelation. What a revelation. Look at Jesus Christ. After his baptism, when the Holy Spirit came upon him, what happened? The spirit led him into the desert where he was tested for what? 40 days and 40 nights in fasting. Do you know it was in that test temptation that Jesus got end. It was in that 40 days temptation that Jesus end his mastery and lordship over Satan. His mastery and lordship over Satan. From that time, Jesus became a master. What has tried you? What are the challenges around you? Hey, people want more anointing. People want levels to change. People want increase. It comes first before you become a master. Before you become a master. Before you become a master, it will do what? It will try you. It will try you. It will try. We end mastery. We end mastership. We end lordship over situation. We end them by how we face them and conquer them. Now I understand understand some of the things that God has taken me through. I understand why I can just command death and death will just cease. I understand why I can command life and life will just appear. I now understand many things. But let me tell you, sometimes when you are going through those things, it's not easy. You cry. Tears. Tears. I have cursed God before, 1986. Lord, forgive me. I have told God that you are a wicked God. You are a merciless God. You are a wicked God. Why are you so wicked? I need food to eat. Food to eat to do your way. Food to eat to go to Bible school. Food to eat. I need dresses to wear. You are not giving me. Why? God gave me a dream. I used to pray midnight. I used to pray the whole night. Then I fell asleep and I had a dream. And I saw myself in a beautiful city. On one street, there was a skyscraper. It has been written Orchard Towers. Orchard Towers. When I woke up, I said, God, you haven't done anything. It's not a dream I will eat. Look at this God. I am praying for food to eat. I am praying for something to wear. You give me a dream. What is a dream? But I say, God understood me. Exactly 10 years, 1996, I found myself in Singapore. One day after classes, we were going to one of the biggest supermarkets in those days. I don't know whether it is still the biggest. Mohammed and Samsudi. We were going. When the Lord said, lift up your head, skyscraper, I look up and I saw Orchard Towers. Oh, I begin to weep. I couldn't take a step. My friend, Boja, why? What is happening? They came back to me. Is everything all right? He said, then I told them. Oh, we stood there and began to speak in tongues and glorify God. Lifting our hands and glorify God. You see, God was showing me the level, the future. Beloved, may God show you your future.
Amen.
Whatever situation you are going through, let God show you your future.
Amen.
Beloved, you are the last stop. You are the gateway in that family.
Amen.
I say that thing must cease. That challenge must cease.
Amen.
Do you know why you are born again? Do you know why you are a child of God? Hey, do you know why? Do you know why that challenge has come? You are a trap. I'm telling you. You are a trap. Say, I am a trap. Say,
I am a trap.
To the powers behind this challenge. So that they can no longer function. They can no longer function. It is only through me. That the powers. In this problem. That the powers. Behind this problem. The powers. In this situation. The demons. In this situation, the principality in this situation, witches and wizards causing this situation, it is only through me that the end will come. That the end will come. So I am a trap. I am a trap to the agents of the devil at my workplace. The reason why they hate me, the reason why they are attacking me, the reason why they are always against me. I am a trap. So that through me, they will never function again. 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 We are praying now. Say the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you for this revelation. Lord, I thank you for this revelation.
Lord,
I thank you for this revelation.
Lord,
I thank you for this revelation.
Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I thank you for this revelation.
Lord, I thank you for this revelation.
That I am a gateway.
That I am a gateway.
That I am a doorway.
That I am a doorway.
That I am a gate.
That I am a gate.
That I am a door.
That I am a door.
That I am a trap.
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 Any challenge.
That any challenge.
Any problem.
Problem
that comes my
that
way.
That comes my way.
Even when I caused it,
even when I caused
you
it,
permitted it,
you permitted
so
it,
so that the powers,
so that the powers
and
the spirit
behind it
can no longer function,
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 can no longer
function,
can no longer function,
can no longer function,
can no longer function,
can no longer function,
can no longer function,
can no longer function,
can no longer function,
can no longer function,
can no longer function,
can no longer function.
Can no longer function. In Jesus' mighty name. Say the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
I declare to you. Powers.
Forces.
Principalities.
Evil spirit.
Any demon. Behind this challenge.
Behind this problem.
In my life.
In my marriage.
In my husband's life.
In my wife's life.
In my children's life.
In my home.
In my home.
In my career.
In my business.
From my home.
You this spirit.
All the powers.
Behind this situation.
All the powers
behind this situation. I declare to you.
I am your trap.
I declare to you.
Through me,
your end has come.
I say your end has come.
Your end has come.
We are declaring
the end right now. Your end has come.
I say your end has come.
Your end has come.
Powers.
Principalities.
Powers.
Principalities.
Spiritual wickedness.
In high places.
In high places.
Rulers of the darkness.
Of this world.
And your agents.
That are attacking me.
In this situation.
That are behind this situation.
Any power, any spirit, any principality behind this situation. You are falling into my trap. falling into my trap. You are falling into my trap. You are falling into my trap.
You are falling into my trap.
You are falling into my trap.
In the name of Jesus
Christ. Yes, Lord. Your end has come. 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 Your end has come.
You are falling into my trap.
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 This particular problem.
This particular challenge.
This particular challenge.
I say your end has come.
I say your end has come.
I say your end has come.
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 For manifesting yourself.
For manifesting yourself.
In my life.
In my life.
You have rather fallen.
You have rather fallen.
Into my trap.
Into my trap.
You have rather fallen.
You have rather fallen.
Into my trap.
Into my trap.
You have rather fallen.
Into my trap.
Into my trap. You have rather fallen.
Into my trap.
Into my trap. For your end to come.
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 This sickness.
This sickness.
This family disease.
This family disease.
This family problem.
This family problem.
This generational problem.
This
ancestral problem.
Your end has come.
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 In me.
This in me.
Your end has come.
In me. Your end has come.
Your end has come.
In me. 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 Your end has come.
In me.
In me. Your end has come.
Declare. Declare. Declare.
Your end has come. In me, your end has come.
In me, your end has come.
You generational problems. You family problems. You ancestral problems. You parental problems. In me, your end has come. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. In me, your end has come. Yes, Lord. You generational problems. You generational problems. Ancestral problems.
Your end has
yes,
come.
In me, your end has come.
Yes, Lord.
You this recurring situation.
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 You this cycle.
You this cycle.
You this pattern.
You this pattern.
Negative cycle.
Negative cycle.
Negative pattern.
Negative pattern.
Negative cycle.
Negative pattern.
Negative pattern.
Negative pattern.
Negative cycle.
Negative cycle.
Negative pattern.
Negative pattern.
In my life.
In my life.
Recurring situation.
Recurring situation.
In my life.
In my life.
In me.
In me.
Your end has come.
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 Yes,
your end has come.
In me. Your end has come.
In me. Your end has come.
Your end has come.
This recurring situation.
This recurring situation.
This recurring disease.
This recurring disease.
This recurring situation
in my marriage,
in my marriage,
in my career,
in my career,
in my health,
in my health,
in my finances,
in my finances,
in my business,
in my business,
in my relationship.
Yes, in my relationship.
I declare to you,
I declare
in
to
me.
You. In me,
your end has
your
come.
End has come.
In me,
in me,
your end has
your
come.
End has come.
In me,
in me,
your end has
your
come.
End has
because
come.
I am a trap.
Because 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 I am a gateway.
Because I am a gateway.
Because I am a gateway.
Because I am a
because
gateway.
I am a doorway.
Because I am a
because
doorway.
I am a doorway.
Because I am
for
a doorway.
For your distraction.
For your distraction.
For your termination.
For your termination.
For your termination.
For your termination.
For your termination. For your
termination. For your distraction.
In me. Yes, Lord.
Is
there no way for your distraction? And for your termination. In me, yes, Lord. Is your distraction. In me, is your distraction. In me, is your termination. In me, is your distraction. In me, is your distraction. In the name of Jesus. In me, your distraction has come. In me, your termination has come. Your termination has come.
In me, your distraction has come.
In me, your
distraction
has come.
In me, your distraction has come.
In me, your distraction has come.
In me, your distraction has come.
Yes,
in me, your termination has come.
In me,
your distraction has come.
In me, your
termination
has come.
In me, your distraction has come.
In me, your termination has come.
In me, your termination has come.
In me, your termination has come. In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ. In me, your termination has
in
come.
In me, your termination
in me, your distraction has come.
In me, your distraction has come.
In me, in me, in me, in me, in me, in me,
in me, in me, in me, in me,
your distraction has come.
Your distraction has come.
Your termination has come.
Your distraction has come.
Your termination has come.
Your termination has come.
Your distraction 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 has come.
Your destruction has come in me, yes. Your destruction has come in me, because I am your trap. Because I am your trap. In the name of Jesus, I am your trap.
I am your trap. I am your trap.
In me is your trap.
I am your trap.
I am your trap.
I am your trap. Yeah. Something is happening. The prayer is working.
I am your trap.
I am your trap. I am your trap.
I am your trap.
I am your trap.
I am your trap.
I am your trap.
I am your trap.
It is only through me.
It is only through me
that you will be terminated.
That you will be terminated.
That is why.
That is why
you have been attacking.
You have been attacking.
That is why.
That is why
you have been manifesting yourself
in my family.
In my because it is only through me.
It is only through this family.
It is only through
that your end must come.
That your end must come.
That your end must come.
That your termination must come.
That your termination
must come. That is why.
That is why
God has allowed you.
God has allowed you
to be a afflicting
me, afflicting me,
to be manifesting
yourself
in my life, and in my family,
and in my family.
From today,
I declare
my stand
as a trap, as a gateway, as a doorway,
for your destruction, for your permanent end.
Therefore, I declare
all your powers.
All you principalities, all you demons, all you demons and principalities that are fighting, that are manifesting, that are showing off in my life, in my affairs, in my family.
I declare your end has come.
I declare
that your end will come, that your destruction will come. Therefore, I declare from today, your end has come.
Your end has come.
Your termination has come.
Just as Jesus Christ
became our way, and our gateway, and our doorway,
to salvation, to heaven, into the presence of God, I am also a gateway, a doorway, just as Jesus Christ came to destroy the works of the devil.
I am also set to destroy the works of the devil. Therefore, I declare any work of the devil in my life, any work of the devil in my family, any work of the devil around me, any work of the devil in my business, in my career, in my finances, your end has come. Your end has come.
Your end has come.
Your end has come. Your distraction is now. Your distraction is now. Your termination is now. Your termination is now. Your distraction is now. Your termination is now. Your distraction is now. Your termination is now. Your distraction is now. Your termination 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 is now. Your distraction is now. Your termination is now. Your distraction is now. Your termination is now. Your distraction is now. Your termination is now. Lipapa rakata kabayakata. Ipeketeke parakata kabaya. Ilipeketeke barokoto kabaya. Ilipeketeke barokoto kapanta. Lipeketeke barokoto kapanta. Waliketeke barokoto kapanta. Waliketeke barokoto kabaya. Ilipeketeke barokata. Ilipapa leketeke bara. Ilipeketeke bara. Ipeketeke barokoto kabaya. Ilipeketeke bara. Lipepe eteke bara, ipreketeke baraka tu katia, lipepe eteke barua, ilipepe iteke baroko tu kabaya, ilipepe iteke bara. Il est pépé et teke baro, il est pépé et teke baro koto kabaya, il est pépé et teke bara, il prekete ke bara, il prekete ke baro koto kaba, il est pépé et teke bara, il prekete ke bara, your end has come, 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 your end has come,
your end has come, your end has come,
in Jesus' mighty name,
amen.
Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ,
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ,
I declare. The end.
I declare the end
to this pain.
To this pain,
my days of pain must end now.
Must end
my
now.
Days of sorrow,
my days of
must
sorrow
end now.
Must end
my
now.
Days of begging,
my days
must
of begging
end now.
Must end
my days
now.
Of weeping,
my days
must
of weeping
now.
Must end
my days of problems,
my days of problems
must end now.
Must end
my days of struggling,
my days of struggling
must end now.
Must end
my
now.
Days of complaint,
my days of
must
complaint
end now.
Must
my
end
days
now.
Of barrenness,
my days of barrenness
must end now.
Must end now.
My days of stagnation,
my days of stagnation.
Must end now.
My days of delays.
My days of delay
must end now.
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 My days of persecution.
My days of persecution.
My days of devastation.
My days of devastation.
Must end now.
Must end now.
Must end now.
My days of late arrival.
Of late arrival.
Late arrival.
Late delivery.
Leftovers.
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 Must end now.
Must end now.
Must end now.
Must end now.
Must end now. My days of late marriage.
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 Must end now.
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 My days of late marriage.
My days of late marriage.
Must end now.
End now.
My days of late marriage.
Must end now.
My days of late marriage.
Days of late marriage.
Must end now.
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 Days of business failure.
Must end now.
End now.
My days of business failure.
My days of business
must end now. Academic failure.
Academic
must
failure.
End now.
Must end now.
Academic failure.
Academic
must
failure.
End now.
Must end
business
now.
Failure.
Business
career
failure.
Failure.
Career failure.
Must
failure.
End now.
Must end
my
now.
Days of stagnation.
My days of stagnation.
Must end now.
Must end
my
now.
Days of worry.
My days
must
of worry.
End now.
Must end
my
now.
Days of anxiety.
My days of
must
anxiety.
End now.
Must end
my days of fear.
My days
must
of
end
fear.
Now.
My
days
now.
Of perpetual discouragement.
My days of perpetual discouragement.
Must
my
end
days
now.
Of humiliation
my
and shame.
My days of humiliation.
My days of
must
humiliation and shame.
Must end now.
End now.
Must 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 end now.
My days of loneliness.
My days of loneliness.
My days of singleness.
My days of singleness.
Must end now.
Must end now.
Yes, O Lord.
Must end now.
O Lord.
Must end now.
Must end now.
Yes, O Lord.
Must end now.
Yes, must end now.
This battle must end
this
now.
Battle must
this battle
end now.
Must end now.
This battle
this
must,
warfare
end now.
Must end
this
now.
This warfare must
my
end now.
My days of warfare must end now.
Loneliness and singleness.
My days of warfare must end now.
My days of
warfare must end now. My days of battles must end now.
My days of battles
my days of setbacks must end now.
My days of poverty.
My days of poverty must end now.
And want.
My days of want
must end now.
My days of lack
must end now.
My days of lack must end
now.
My days of lack must end now.
My days of
lack
must
end now.
Must end now.
My days of war must end now.
My days of war must end now.
My days of no joy must end now.
My
days of disappointment must end now. My days of wrong association must end now.
Must end now.
Must end now. Must end now.
Must end now.
Must end now.
Must end now.
My days of error. My days of error.
My days of error.
Must end now.
Must end now.
Must end now.
Must end now.
Always making mistakes. The end must come now.
My days of persecution. My days of insult.
My days of humiliation.
The end must come now.
The end must come now.
Psalm 21 verse 8. Your hand will find out all your enemies. Your right hand will find out those who hate you. Say, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Let your hand. Locate my enemies.
Let your hand locate the powers.
And the forces.
Behind my situation.
Let your hand.
Stretch your hand.
Stretch your hand.
Your hand.
Can never be resisted.
So stretch your hand.
Against the powers.
Behind this situation.
To bring them to an end.
Oh Lord.
Stretch your hand.
Into my situation.
To bring it to an end.
According to your way.
In Psalm 21, verse 8. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Psalm 21, verse 9. We are coming to the end. You will make them as fiery oven in the time of your anger. The Lord will swallow them up in his wrath, and fire will devour them. Say, Oh Lord,
let your wrath
swallow them.
Powers
behind
recurring situations, negative situations, recurring battles, recurring warfare, recurring failures, recurring stagnation, recurring delays,
let your wrath swallow them.
Swallow them up.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
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 Beloved, the end has come.
Amen.
The end to joblessness.
Oh, Jesus.
The end to that situation. Yes, you know it. When we are praying this prayer, you mention the situation. The end to that situation.
Promise and fail.
Lack of fulfillment.
That attack.
Starting and not finishing.
Of premature
starting
death.
And not finishing.
Yes, Lord.
Premature
yes,
death.
Attack. Yes.
You give a testimony. Yes. The testimony turned into tears.
Mm.
Into tears.
Mm.
Into tears. Testimonies turned into tears. One testimony. It will take 10 years before another one. The end has come.
Amen.
The end has come.
Amen.
Powers behind it. The end has come today. The end has come today.
Amen.
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 You have been ushered into a different realm, into a different season, into a different realm. Kayokata.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Kali karotakaba.
Thank you, Lord. The end to my problem has come.
That you are a trap.
Amen.
You are a doorway.
Jesus.
You are a trap.
Yes, Lord.
You are a doorway.
Yes, Lord.
From today,
yes,
any situation in your life, any attack,
Jesus,
any spirit
Jesus,
behind,
man.
You don't know this revelation. Lord. Today, God has given you this revelation. I don't know what offering you are going to give. This revelation has come. I'm
yes,
telling
Lord.
You, it's a revelation.
Jesus,
it's a revelation.
Jesus,
if I tell you from 2 a.m.
the name of Jesus
to
4, Christ.
If I tell you the way Lord. I was dancing when this revelation came, I started dancing. I said, what? The Lord said, yes. The Lord said, yes. I said, why haven't you shown me this? He said, this is the time that you need to know. I reveal it slowly, step by step. You have paid a price. That's why I'm showing you this. Look, from today,
yes,
your level has changed.
Amen.
Everyone online,
yes,
I say your level has changed.
Thank you,
after these prayers, Jesus. Continue them and begin to celebrate. Begin to dance. Hey, that this delay has come to an end. So has come to an end. I never knew that it is through me that this thing will be terminated. That the powers causing this will come to an end. They have indeed been terminated. You will see. Look, testimonies are coming.
Amen.
Right now, from today. Right now, after we say amen. Testimony, by the close of the day,
yes.
Testimonies are coming. Your testimony is the next. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you for joining. God bless you for becoming part of it. God bless you for your comments of encouragement. Yes, Cherry, man of God, please pray for me. Whenever I go to work, I feel weak and dizzy. The end has come.
Amen.
Cherry, the end has come. I declare the end to this feeling weak and dizziness. I release strength. I release stability,
amen.
Mental, emotional. I release them into your life in Jesus' mighty name. Watch whether you are eating well. Watch whether you are resting well. Watch the things you think about. All those things, they play a role. So, beloved, thank you very much once again for joining. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Amen. May the Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace.
Amen.
God willing, Friday morning, we shall continue. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And when the roll is called, your name and my name shall not be missing. And I see something good happening to somebody. It's happening to you and it is happening to me. Even though 2023 is our year, it is my year. Cherry, you can call later for counseling. God bless you. Shalom.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.